Summer by Jean-Antoine Houdon. Houdon's model for the figure of summer was created in 1781 for his patron, Charles Maudinx de Saint-Vast. Like its companion piece, Winter, popularly known in French as La Frileuse, literally a woman feeling the cold. For reasons which are not clear, Houdon put off carving the definitive statue of summer, which is dated 1785, and concentrated first on creating a bust based on his model. Traditionally, figures of summer, in contrast to their companion figures of winter, feature a young peasant girl with flowers and fruit, reminiscent of representations of Ceres, the ancient goddess of wheat and harvesting. Houdon retains some aspects of the figure's traditional iconography. She is shown with a scythe and a sheath of wheat. But he also establishes a certain distance between his own figure and those of the antique goddess. Houdon prefers to represent a proud, cheerful peasant girl, holding a modern watering can in her left hand, echoing the broken urn of the pendant figure and evoking the notion of flowing, rather than frozen, water. The girl's hair, dressed with ears of wheat, is carelessly tied back in a scarf in the manner of women working in the fields in summer. At her feet, we see a variety of flowers and fruit, grapes, apples, and a pomegranate, together with a Basque drum symbolizing summertime festivities. Her short tunic, slipping from her shoulder, is reminiscent of antique garments and shows off her youthful figure, both firm and delicate. The beautiful face expresses a sense of noble confidence and radiant youthful vigor. The figure's unforgettable naturalism and powerful presence are reinforced by the strands of hair on her forehead, her unflinching gaze, and the tip of the scarf falling to her shoulder. In complete contrast to the figure of Winter, who stands huddled with her arms wrapped across her chest and her face hidden in the shadow of a thick shawl, Summer moves freely through space, as befits the season she represents, carrying her attributes with ease and gazing outwards with confidence.